Welcome to the Old Time Radio Western Show. This is your host, Andrew Rines. Check out our show notes at eagleforlife69.com/OTR. Again, that's eagle4life69.com/OTR. Send us an email, podcast@eagleforlife69.com. Today's episode, The Cisco Kid. Air date, July 22nd, 1952. Title, Disappearing Bullet. Hope you enjoy.
Adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. Now, to tonight's exciting story of the Cisco Kid. The town of Rawhide, Arizona, was typical of many that flourished in the 1870s, rough, tough, and wide open. And the center of activities was the Longhorn Saloon, owned by J.B. Trask. That's where our story opens, in one of the private rooms behind the bar, where a poker game is in progress. Young Bob Hilton looks across the table at Silk Larson, the gambler, and at Lynch Rogan, right-hand man for J.B. Trask. Then, he pushes another stack of chips into the pot.
Call. And raise.
I'll see you.
That's too steep for me. I'm running.
How about you, Silk?
I'll string along. Cards, gentlemen?
One.
Two.
And I'll play these.
Won't do you no good, Silk. This time I got you.
You deserve a pot, Mr. Hilton, but I don't think this is the one.
300 says it is.
Well, I'm convinced. You two go ahead and lock horns.
I'll see you 300 and raise your 500.
500? That just about claims me. Well, will you take IOU?
You said yourself you're broke. How can you pay off if you lose?
Well, I still got my ranch. That's worth, anyways, 5,000.
There's a house rule against IOUs, Bob. J.B. won't stand for them.
Well, now. How much you got in front of you, Sal?
About 5,000.
All right. Here's a deed to my ranch. I'll put it up against your pile of chips. How's that?
How about it, Lynch?
You must be pretty sure of yourself, Bob.
You betcha I'm sure. That's the last thing I got in the world. It's all or nothing now.
If that's the way he wants it, Silk, go ahead. I'll answer for J.B.
All right. Hey, Mr. Hilton, I'm Colin. What have you got?
Four jacks.
You lose.
Why?
I'm sorry, but I have a straight flush. That's tough luck.
Well, that cleans me, I guess.
Better luck next time, Mr. Hilton.
Won't be no more next time. Guess it's back to punching cows for somebody else now. Everything I worked for 6 years. Gone. Well, fortune's a war, I guess.
I always admire to see a good loser, Bob.
Well, I'm a good loser, all right. That's the best thing I do. Five little cards. Five little pieces of cardboard and wait a minute.
There's something wrong?
You bet you there's something wrong. These cards is marked.
What are you doing?
I wouldn't go saying things like that if I was you, Bob.
Well, I am saying it, and I'm saying it loud. This deck is crooked.
You're a liar.
Hold it, Silk. You better take your loss like a man and get out of here, Hilton. You know what's good for you.
Oh, that's how J.B. Trask gets his money, huh? Hiring a crooked gambler and a gunman to take care of him. Well, this time it won't work. Give me back a deed to that ranch.
You lost that ranch legitimate, Hilton. Now get out of here.
I'm taking that deed with me. I'm taking it out of your hide. And Frapp's, too. Hand over that deed or I'll...
Well, what do you know? He fainted. And all I did was pat him on the head. All right, boys. Throw this tin horn out.
Hey, what's all the excitement?
I got something to say to you, Trask.
Mr. Trask, don't listen to this crackpot.
Well, what is this?
You'll find out soon enough, Trask, if you don't know already.
Outside, Silk.
What?
I said outside. Beat it. I'd like to call for you.
All right. You're making a big mistake, Mr. Trask.
Well, Bob, what is it? What's the beef?
Look, Trask, I'm giving you a chance to explain something that I know you can't explain. I just want to make sure.
You're talking a lot of words, Rancher. Suppose you get them to make sense.
All right. I was framed in a crooked card game.
Well, I wasn't.
Oh, I know you wasn't playing, but two of your boys was, Silk and Lynch. And they won my ranch. They stole my ranch for you. Only you're giving the deed back to me.
You sure are an excitable young fella, Bob.
Excitable? Of course I am. Look at this card. Anybody can see it's marked. Now, how would you feel if you were swindled out of everything you own? Now, look, Trask. I'm giving you one last chance to make it right, or
you're giving me a chance. Maybe you forget I'm running this place.
I ain't forgetting anything. I want that deed back, and I want it now.
I'll talk to you tomorrow after I see Silk.
You'll talk to me right now.
Watch your talk, cowpoke, or you'll go out through that window instead of the door.
You ain't big enough, you cheap crooked lowdown.
Now get out.
You ask for trouble, you're going to get it.
Drop that gun.
Don't let go of my arm.
Drop it.
You're breaking my arm. Oh.
Give me that. The next time you pull a gun, pick somebody that scares easier than J.B. Trask. Now hit the breeze. I got no time to waste on pikers.
Now, Mr. Trask, you're not going to take that cowwaddy's word against mine, are you?
Well, I never heard of Bob Hilton's telling a lie. What do you got to say about this marked card?
Well, maybe he put that deck in the game himself.
And maybe he didn't. I run an honest game here, Silk. And there's no room in my place for crooks.
Oh, now, look, Mr. Trask, you can ask Lynch. He'll tell you.
I've already sent for him. Hilton says the two of you were in on it together.
Oh, sure, he'd say that. Sure, he would.
Don't pay to lie to me, Silk.
You wanted to see me, boys?
Yes, come in, Lynch.
Couldn't it wait until morning?
Nope. Bob Hilton was just here. He was pretty hot about losing his ranch in the game with you and Silk tonight. He even pulled a gun on me, and I had to take it away from him.
Hmm. Well, one shot fired, huh?
Yeah. He claimed you and Silk ran in a crooked deck on him.
Well, what about it?
Lynched.
I said, what about it? Suckers are made to be trimmed, ain't they?
Now you done it, huh?
Sure. You think it's the first time?
You dirty double-crossing rat. I took you off a $30 a month job punching cattle and made you manager of this place. I gave you a chance to be somebody.
I'm mighty grateful, too, boss. But I figure you've done about all you can for me. From here on out, it's up to me, personal.
What do you mean?
It's been nice knowing you, Trask. But now it's time to say so long.
Do you think you're going to get away with it?
Thank you. So long, boss.
Señor Bob. Señor Bob. Hey, Roberto.
Maybe he not home, Cisco.
Then why would his horse be saddled outside the door?
She
is home.
Uh-huh.
Be glad to welcome his old amigos. Hey, Bob, open the door.
I'm giving you just 10 seconds to get away from that door, and then I'll start to shoot.
You see, I tell you he is home.
See, but you sure he glad to welcome us?
Oh, pay no attention. He is only joking.
For Pancho, the joke got too far.
I warned you to get away from her.
Señor Bob, this is your old friend, Cisco. Put away the gun.
Cisco? Well, why the damn hell didn't you say so? Why, you old son of a gun. Why didn't you yip sooner? And Pancho, how the heck are you, compadre?
Hungry. You put down the rifle and we eat, huh?
Oh, this gun ain't for you. I thought it was somebody else knocking on the door. Why, it must have been 7 or 8 years since I seen you two. Come on in.
Oh, it's a fine place you have here, amigo.
Oh, it's a good place, all right, but whether I got it or not, I ain't so sure yet.
You not know if it's your own place or not?
I lost it in a crooked poker game last night. Ooh. That's why I got this gun. I am to make it hot for them if they try to take possession.
This is bad, amigo. Hey, a rider is coming now. You think he's the man you speak of?
Well, if it is, I can promise him a hot time.
Bueno, Cisco and me, we make it hot, too.
It ain't Trask, that's for sure. I wonder...
Whoever it is, he's wearing a star. You see when the sun shines on it.
Yeah, that's the sheriff, all right. I hadn't figured on that.
Well, you better put down that shooting iron, Hilton. You won't get nowhere by making trouble.
So you're in on this, too, are you, Sheriff? I always thought you was an honest man.
Never mind the talk. Just put down that gun.
Yeah, I guess I can't fight the law, too. All right. Take my ranch. I hope you're getting a big enough cut for doing this.
I ain't interested in your ranch. It's you I want, Hilton. You're under arrest for killing J.B. Trask.
Santo, it's a big fiesta they make for Bob, no? A judge, a jury, the whole courtroom. Why they never do all this for us, Cisco?
Shh, the trial is about to begin.
Like I said, when Silk won that ranch off of him, fair and honest, with a straight flush, Hilton started raising a squawk and claimed he'd been cheated. Everybody knows that J.B. always runs a square game, but Hilton swore he was going to get even. I didn't think nothing of it, and I threw him on.
That night, after the place was closed up, I was waiting outside J.B.'s office to settle up with him. When Hilton forced his way past me and inside the office, I could hear him and J.B. talking, and Hilton was making threats. Then there was a shot, and Hilton came out alone. When I went in, there was J.B. on the floor.
Yes, sir. J.B. was laying there in the middle of the floor, stone dead. And beside him was Hilton's gun with one chamber empty. Well, after hearing what Silk Larson had...
But I'm telling you, J.B. was trying to take the gun away from me, and it went off. But it didn't hit nobody. When I left, he was alive, and he was well.
Well, if it wasn't your bullet that killed him, Mr. Hilton, then where is the bullet from your six-shooter?
I don't know. Must have hit the wall somewhere.
That room has been gone over inch by inch, and there's no bullet hole. You fired that gun all right, Hilton, but you fired it into the body of J.B. Trask. If the bullet had been found, there might be some reason to believe your story. But it wasn't found, and it
wasn't. Robert Hilton, you have been found guilty of murder by a jury of your peers. And it is my painful duty to pronounce sentence on you. No use wasting time. Jail's crowded anyways. We'll hold the hanging the first thing tomorrow morning.
Even though Bob Hilton is innocent of murder, all the evidence is against him. And with the hanging set for tomorrow morning, there's no time for Cisco and Pancho to find new evidence to save their friend. We'll find out what happens in just a moment when we bring you the thrilling climax of tonight's exciting story of The Cisco Kid. Now, back to the story of The Cisco Kid. When Cisco and Pancho stopped off to visit their old friend Bob Hilton, they found him in a peck of trouble. Bob had quarreled with J.B. Trask, proprietor of the Longhorn Saloon. And during a struggle for possession of Bob's gun, a shot had been fired. Nobody was hurt, but Trask kept the gun. Then, Trask was shot by his right-hand man, Lynch Rogan. And all the evidence, including the gun with one chamber empty, pointed to Bob as the murderer. His story of the gun being fired harmlessly might have been believed, except for the fact that no bullet hole could be found anywhere inside the room. So Bob was found guilty, and the judge has just said...
Well, there's no use wasting time. Jail's crowded anyways. We'll hold the hanging the first thing tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? Madre mia, they not waste the time in this town.
Bob is innocent. Some way, Pancho, we must find a way to prove it.
But there's no time, amigo.
Yeah, we make time. Come, Pancho. The sheriff is getting ready to take Bob back to the jail. We must hurry.
Where we hurry to?
Hold by the door. And when we get there, you call me a name.
Hey?
A name. Then I will hit you in the nose.
Must we do it this way?
There is no time to think of another. Now.
Cisco, to a three-headed burro with the heart of a coyote. Eh? You have the brains of a pack rat in the face of a roadrunner. You are a...
Why, you... Come on and fight, you big fat you.
But Cisco, Pancho, not mad with you.
So, you call me more names. Then take that.
Come on, hit me, Pancho.
Easy, amigo, but you say so.
Hey, you cut out that brawl on you, too. Let the prisoner through.
I pulled your nose off and throw it into your face.
Cut it out now before I...
Cisco, you hit the sheriff.
Bob, quick, out the side door.
Hey, come back here. Stop. They're getting away with the prisoner. Hey, clear out of the way. How can I shoot at him with all you folks in the way?
Senor Bob?
Yeah, that's the one at the class office right by the big tree.
We're going to climb into the window, Cisco?
No, Pancho.
No?
We look for that bullet out here.
Uh-huh. You mean the bullet that was fired from my gun when I was fighting with Crash?
See, if it was not found in the walls of the room, then it must have gone outside the room. Was this window open at the time?
I don't know. I think so.
Maybe we're going to plow up the ground for the one little bullet, huh?
If it went into the ground, there's not much hope to find it. But if it went into the street...
Santo, then we prove that Senor Bobby tell the truth.
Si, uh-huh. And maybe we get him free for good.
Oh, hey, that's a great idea, Cisco.
If we are overheard, we lose the chance to prove you are innocent. Now, if the bullet came from inside the room, it would probably be about 10 feet up on this side of the tree. Pancho.
Yeah?
Up the tree you go.
Pancho look like a squirrel, huh?
Do not argue. Put your foot here in my hand. Bob, you take the other foot. We boost him up.
Yeah. Don't worry, Pancho. It's a lot tougher on us than it is on you. I bet you weigh a ton.
First the hard work and then the insults. Oh, well. Full study now.
Oh, we will. If you used to fall, it'd smash his bowl.
Up you go now.
Come on.
There you go.
You find the bullet, Pancho?
No.
Look harder, Pancho. It's got to be there.
Move me a little to the side.
See?
Stop. Please, it's better if you both go to the same side. Pancho don't like the foot so far apart.
This way, Bob.
How about the bullet?
Must have missed the tree.
Look harder, Pancho.
There's no such... Wait.
Oh, you found it?
Pancho not sure, but...
Well.
Who's there?
It's the sheriff.
Pancho knew you would drop him.
What are you fellas doing over there? Who are you?
If he comes this way, amigos, run. Each in a different direction. He can only follow one of us.
I'm telling you for the last time. Speak up.
Now, run.
Stop. Stop or I'll... Hold on there. I got you. Oh,
let me go. Take your hands off of me.
Why, Bob Hilton. Don't move, Bob. I got you covered. Well, I guess we can go ahead with that little necktie party tomorrow morning, just like we planned to.
I've been waiting for you, Silk. Did you hear about him catching Bob Hilton again?
Yes, I did. He found that bullet of his, too, in the tree outside a trash window.
Take it easy. That don't mean nothing. The sheriff claims Bob or some of his friends planted it there after the shooting to try and build up that story of his.
But then they're going ahead with the hanging?
Why, sure they are, Silk. What are you so nervous about?
Well, I just can't help thinking it might have been you... Or me.
Cut that. Nobody's got a thing on us. From now on, you and me will run the Longhorn Saloon. And we'll make more money than Trask ever thought about. Him and his crazy ideas about keeping the place honest.
Yeah, sure.
Just wanted to make sure you wasn't losing your nerve. I thought a couple of times there on the witness stand you was going to turn yellow.
Me? Oh, yeah, fat chance. I'm in this as deep as you are, yeah?
As long as you remember that, everything will be all right. Well, I'll be getting along. Want to get a good night's sleep so as I can get up early in the morning to enjoy the hanging. You going?
No. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, shoot yourself. I wouldn't miss it for nothing. Night, Silk.
Yeah, so long. Yeah.
Senor.
Uh-huh. Hey, what do you want? Where'd you come from?
We hide behind the curtain here, senor.
I thought we might hear something interesting in your room, hombre. And it seems I was right.
You didn't hear anything. There wasn't anything to hear.
The conversation between you and Lynch was very enlightening, hombre. Very. Was it you who killed Senor Trask or Lynch?
It was him.
I thought so. You would not have the nerve.
You can't prove it. Nobody will believe you.
Cisco. Yes, senor. You're right. We not can prove it. So why we not kill him to learn him a lesson? And then we go get supper, huh?
It's a good idea, Pancho. Hmm? But if we kill him, then there is nobody to tell the judge that Lynch did the murder.
But he not tell anyway. Will you, senor?
You can't scare me.
You see, but... Cisco? He not tell. No reason to let him live.
See, you are right, Pancho. He's a great pity. The senor is a brave man. He will die to protect his friend.
Now, wait a minute. I salute
your courage, senor. Pancho, do you want to kill him or shall I?
Maybe
you
we can make a deal.
You did the shot, Cisco. Let Pancho try first, and then you finish the job. But good, Pancho's hungry.
No, boys, please. Hold on.
Senor. How can Pancho hit you when you shake this way? Now, Cisco?
No, wait. I'll talk. I'll tell the judge. It wasn't me. It was Lynch.
That shot, where did he come from?
There, through the window.
He's Lynch. He's getting away. Come on, Pancho.
He come close with that shot.
Faster, Pancho. The moon goes behind a cloud, we lose him.
Santo Pancho, feel that one go by. Why he not shoot at you for a change, Cisco?
I hit him?
No. Save the ammunition. My guns are empty. You have all the bullets. What is the matter?
Was Pancho's last shot, too?
You mean we both have empty guns?
See, and Pancho have an empty stomach, too.
And right, faster.
For what? You think he have a sandwich?
Oh, no, but we must catch him.
Pancho, there goes my sombrero. With the empty guns, do you want to catch a good shot like this?
Pancho, look. Lynch, his horse has stumbled.
See, he fallen off.
Quick, catch up before he can get up.
Too late. Pick it up now.
Oh, there, ho-ho.
Oh, hold up. Hold up. Slow down, Lobo.
Keep away or I'll plug you. Don't come no closer. I got a bead on you.
But you forget, senor. We have our guns on you.
Cisco, you forget.
Shh, quieto, Pancho. We got no quieto.
We got no bullets.
Only you and I know that. He thinks our guns are loaded.
If you want to keep on living, you'll throw them guns down.
Hola, senor. We give you the chance. Throw your guns down and surrender, and we do not shoot you.
You're bluffing. You know I can get one of you before you get me.
Then call the bluff. I dare you to shoot.
And always he shoot at Pancho.
Well, I guess we're deadlocked. But I can wait it out just as long as you can.
But sooner or later, you get tired, senor. I give you one sporting chance.
Yeah?
See, we all throw our guns away. And you and I, we fight it out with our fists.
See, it's a big bargain, senor. We throw away three guns, you only throw away one.
Yeah, and then it'll be 2-1 again me.
Oh, is that now, Lynch? But I give you my word, Pancho will not interfere. If you win, he will let you go free. For that, Pancho?
Oh, si. Pancho rather eat than chase you. It's 10 hours and 7 minutes in supper time. I prove to you, senor. See, my gun. There, it goes.
All right. I'll take your word for it, Cisco. There's my gun.
And there are mine.
Now, get off that horse and fight.
That is just what I want to do.
Mister, this is the sorriest bargain you ever made. I'll mess up that handsome face of yours in about 1 minute. Starting now.
Maybe we change the look of your face.
Bravo, Cisco. Already you change his nose.
Fighting's my business, hombre.
Neither me his business not so good, eh, senor?
You want some more fight, amigo? Come on.
Stand still and
See what you did for stand still, say you?
Enough, Lynch?
No.
Then here is more.
No, he lies still.
Get up.
Get up or give up. Which you do, huh?
I got enough. I give up.
Bueno. Pancho, get the señor's horse. We must treat him with respect. From now on, he is a guest.
A guest?
Si. A guest of the sheriff.
Cisco, I guess it just ain't no way of thanking you for what you done, but you know how I feel.
Hungry?
Quieto, Pancho. Si, Bob, I know. We do not talk of it anymore, huh?
Well, I just can't forget that if it hadn't have been for you two, I'd have been the one they hung for killing Trask instead of Lynch.
Lynch? Was an unlucky name for that hombre, huh?
Yeah. Lynch. If there's ever anything I can do for either one of
you... For us, there is nothing. But there is something I wish you to do for yourself, Bob.
Huh? What you mean?
The next time you feel like gambling, just change your mind,
eh? Oh, don't you worry. Close as I come to losing this ranch, well, that learned me better than to get mixed up in that stuff again.
Bueno. Now you got the ranch back again, everything is fine for everybody.
For you, Roberto. And for Cisco, maybe things is fine. But for Pancho...
Oh, what is the matter with you, Pancho?
You two talk so much, you forgot the most important thing.
What you mean?
When we eat.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.